The Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, signed an agreement this week with Tyson's Human Resources Director. The goal is to make Tyson a partner with federal agents in enforcing immigration laws. ICE Director John Morton says he hopes the Tyson partnership will send a message to other large employers that his agency is serious about enforcement.
I'm obviously aware of the criticism that in certain industries the margins are razor thin and that employment verification puts certain companies at a disadvantage. I just disagree with that, and the answer to that criticism is you got to follow the law.
Tyson employs more than 600 workers at food processing plants in Green Bay and Jefferson and more than 100,000 workers at other plants in the U.S. The company's human resources director, Ken Kimbrough, says the company is ready to submit to periodic audits and spend the money it takes to verify that all their workers are legal.
We take this issue of employment compliance very seriously. Tyson has zero tolerance for employing people who are not authorized to work in the United States. That's why we use all available tools to provide the U.S. government by the U.S. government to verify the documents of the people we hire.
Immigration rights advocates aren't happy with ICE's latest initiative. They're trying to work with labor unions to push back against employers who sign up for the program by urging them to use their clout to lobby for a pathway to citizenship for immigrant workers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.